Now, let me see if I have this straight. Because I might not have this straight, but I think I do, so let me just voice this to you and let's just see. We got a bunch of people, millions of people who are not Israelites. And they read a passage of scripture like Romans 2:14, which I read to you yesterday. For whenever they of the nations, I'm talking about the non-Israelite people, whenever they of the nations that have no law, they have no law, they by nature do that which the law demands, these, having no law, are a law to themselves, who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying together, and their reckonings between one another, either accusing or defending them. So let me see. We have millions of people who are not Israelites, who have this amazing self-regulating deal called the conscience. And it's so good, and the breath of God is so on it, that they don't require an external law that carries penalties of condemnation with it if you break even one point of it. They want to get out of the free thing, the easy thing, the internal regulator that either accuses or defends, and that's written on their hearts now. It's now testifying in their hearts, the law, the things that the law said it wanted to do, these things are now in their hearts. They want to give that up. Let me see if I got that straight. They want to give that up so that they can join an organization that has 613 strict laws dictating every single aspect of life, what you eat, what you wear, how you worship, what you say, what you do, and which carries consequences, including the death penalty, a law of which there's the 10 commandments are just the top 10, but there are 613 total laws. The law which doesn't give you a shred of credit for doing 99.9% of it. Because if you fail in one particular, you're guilty of breaking the entirety of the law. Let me see if I get this straight. We got millions of people who are free and clear, who have no law, have no law, have no law, are lining up to come under a law that Paul calls in another place in Scripture, I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, a dispensation of condemnation and death. It's like a guy comes to your door and you say, what are you selling? I'm selling a law of condemnation and death. Where if you, there's 613 rules here, and if you fail in one of them, you're liable to all of them. And several of these laws, if you break them, carry the death penalty. Just curious, but what's the death penalty? Well, it's stoning. What do you mean by stoning? Well, we throw rocks at you until you die. Well, I got a question for you. Am I under this law now? No, you're not under it whatsoever. No, you have an internal law. It's called the conscience, and it operates in your heart right now. Well, I like this heart idea. Oh, yeah, you have that law now, but if you buy what I'm selling you, your heart will be stone. See, right now you have a heart of flesh already. But if you sign up for this law that I'm selling you, your heart becomes stone and you have to wait a long time to have your heart changed. Yeah. Not only this, but the people as non-Israelites who can't wait to come under this Ten Commandment thing. They want that. They actually sign up for it. But to the guy at the door, they say, yes, I want in on it. They actually sign away their present freedom. They have no law. Romans 2:14. Those are the nations have no law. They sign that away in order to join a dispensation of condemnation and death. They take it. They want it. That's not the worst of it. Okay, so there you are, a non-Israelite. You signed up for the stupidest thing you could ever sign up for. Okay, people. Israelites who are born into it and who are born into this thing, they can't even do it. And the whole thing came to them, as I told you yesterday. God apologized to Israel. Sorry, but I'm going to use you as a guinea pig nation, a demonstration that even if I were to give my perfect rules and regulations to a people, they still can't do it, and they'll have to turn to me, and I'll send them a savior. It's all a demonstration. And then you're born into what you're signing up for. You're signing up to be a part of a demonstration of the inability of flesh to please God, and yet, and it's stated plainly, Romans 8:3, that's what the law is. Yet you miss that memo, and you're sold this bill of goods by the guy at the door who tells you, you might be the first one to do this. You may be the first one to do this. Okay. Not only that, but you, whoever wants to sign away their freedom, now you're in the Israelite world. Welcome. Welcome to the Israelite world. And now, you're a Gentile. You're a Gentile. And you're in the Israelite world. And now you want to walk with Jesus. You want to walk with him and talk with him. And Jesus this, Jesus that. But you know what? Jesus won't even talk to you. You have no first class claim on Jesus Christ. In fact, if you're walking down the sidewalk, Jesus Christ will have to cross the road to not come in contact with you because he is a Jew, you're a dog, you're an alien, you're a non-Jew, and you can't even hold a conversation with him except for rare, crazy circumstances where you beg and cry and plead and he ignores you and you keep badgering him and he finally throws you a scrap. You're signing up for that as well. Well, at least I can talk to the apostles. No, you can't. You think John will have a conversation with you? John cannot have any fellowship with you. He's an Israelite. You think I want to talk to Peter. He's the first pope. You're not going to talk to Peter sorry, you're not going to talk to the first pope, okay? You can't, because he's not, he can't have anything to do with you. Because there's a wall in place between you, dog person, and the Jews. As long as you want to sign up for this thing, sign up for the whole thing. That's the deal. Is that what you want? But Martin, how will I ever do what's right? I don't want to murder people. I don't want to dishonor my parents, Martin. I don't want to bear false witness against my neighbor or against anybody. How can I do this apart from the law? Romans 2:14. For whenever they of the nations that have no law by nature, I'm going to talk about nature this week. Human nature. People think that it's evil, that it's satanic, that it's doomed. No, there's nothing wrong with human nature. Human nature has been infected by this thing called mortality. I got something huge to tell you about that. So you have to tune in this week. For whenever they of the nations that have no law by nature may be doing that which the law demands. How in the world is this possible? These having no law are a law to themselves, displaying the action of the law written in their hearts. The action of the law. That is, the law purported. The law was sold. The law came. It was presented to Israel fresh from Mount Sinai as do this and you shall live. And the law told you exactly what to do to be righteous before God. Don't kill, don't steal, honor your parents, observe the Sabbath day, have no other gods before me, don't covet, and all the other laws that serve those 10. But the problem was, which wasn't a problem at all because it was the design of the law. Oh, I need to say this. I said it yesterday, but I will say that the 10 commandments and the law, it's pure, it's just, it's holy, it's righteous. There's only one little problem, is that flesh and blood is not able to please God through works of law. That's the memo that the people wanting to sign up for the 10 commandments miss. You're not under the 10 commandments? They can't believe when I tell them I'm not under the 10 commandments. You don't do the 10 commandments? No, I don't do the 10 commandments. I have nothing to do with the 10 commandments. I tell people 10 commandments never even came to me. I don't read them. I don't care about them. Well, I care about them in the sense that I respect what God said, and the law is just and holy and all that, but I have nothing to do with it. And they're shocked because, well, you don't seem to be murdering anyone. No, I'm just sitting there. I'm not murdering anyone. How is this possible? Today I'm going to tell you how it's not only possible but probable. So these members of the nations were doing the thing that the law was telling them to do. They're doing it apart from law. They're not doing it through the route of law. They're not in the channel of law. Law isn't the facilitator. It's not any kind of catalyst. They're going through this chute in order to get into this arena of good behavior. They're not. So how are they doing that which the law demands? They're doing it apart from law. They're doing it because of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Are you not aware? And this is what I say to anyone who wants to be under the Ten Commandments, who loves the Ten Commandments, who thinks that no one can be moral without the Ten Commandments, I say to you this. Are you not aware that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God is making its home in you? The Spirit of God is making its home in you. If you believe in the death of Christ for sin, and the entombment and the resurrection of Christ, the Spirit of God is making its home in you. If you want to be technical about it, the Spirit of God is making its home in every single human on the face of the earth because Spirit is life. The life is in the Spirit. The soul is in the blood, but the life is in the spirit. And if anyone's standing on their two feet, the spirit of God is there. But I'm speaking now of those who believe in the death for sin, the entombment, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit makes its home in you. Why is that important? Because of the next verse I'm going to read, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Against such things as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, there is no law. These are the end game. These things are what the law said that it would produce if you followed it. But it was impossible because of human flesh to produce these things through the law. Then how in the world do these things get produced? Ironically, they get produced by people who either had the law and they like, we can't do this, we need a savior, or by people who never had the law at all. They never even heard of the law, never heard of Moses, never heard of Charlton Heston, never heard of Yul Brynner. And this guy comes to them named Paul, who has a revelation from the resurrected Christ, who has abandoned his Jew suit, and he's speaking to Paul as the Son of God and the Son of humanity, who's seated at the right hand of God, and he says that he's going to bring his Spirit, and his Spirit's going to dwell inside of us. Inside of Greeks, inside of Gentiles, inside of people who are not Israelites. And it's going to do a work on their hearts in conjunction with their conscience that Israel, that it's not going to happen to Israel as a corporate body until the second coming of Christ at the inauguration of the millennium. And like, how is this not a good deal? And it's real. That's the thing. It's not theoretical. It's real. The Spirit of God makes its home in you, and the fruit of the Spirit, this is what it produces. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. You don't need law. I'm sitting there fielding questions about how can I possibly say I'm not under the Ten Commandments. I'm sitting there not murdering anyone. I'm sitting there not coveting anyone's goods or anyone's wife. Why? Because I have the Spirit of God in me and it bears fruit. It's real. It's not theoretical. It's not a teaching. It's not a doctrine only. It's a reality in my life. And this is the fruit of it. This, when it's in there, it produces love. And when I love people, I don't want to murder them. I've never murdered anybody yet that I've loved. I've never murdered them. No, not once, because I love them. I'm not murdering them because the law said, thou shalt not commit murder. I'm not murdering them because I have love in my heart and because I have the Spirit of God in my heart and the first fruit of the Spirit is love. That's why I'm not murdering people. That's why I have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all these things. Like, how's Zender doing all this? Because he says he's not under the law. He doesn't even say the Ten Commandments never even came to him. And yet he's doing the just precepts of the law. He's enacting the requirements of the law. Somebody says, yeah, but he's not doing it through law. How can he be doing what the law demands but not using law to get there? It's a whole nother resource. It's a whole nother route. It's a whole nother method. And that method is Spirit. The Spirit of God makes its home in me, and it does all these things. And so I don't need the law. The ironic thing, the nightmarish thing for Israel is that the law that said, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, causes them to murder and steal. It's the same thing with coveting. Romans chapter 7, the law that said, thou shalt not covet, produced in me coveting of every manner, Paul says in Romans chapter 7. So I got more of a chance, if you want to put it that way. I have more of a chance fulfilling the just requirements of the law by not putting myself under the law. How ironic is that? But that's the design of the law, to which many millions of people did not get the memo.